Benny.
Hey.
Got one for you.
Yeah.
Your mate, Spud Frawley.
Oh, what?
Coaching in the Ammos a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he's an Ammo himself, isn't he?
It's a pretty strong league, but coaching old Halebury girls.
Okay.
His daughter's team,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Played against the lovely Rachel.
Okay.
Oh, who plays for Old Ivanhoe.
Oh, I did not know that.
3 years into her footballing career.
Cool.
And Spud for all his mob, they got knocked off by a point or something. That Old Ivanhoe kicked a goal with not long to go. Spud's thrown the toys out of the cot. Like,
what's he done?
Gone off and officials, volunteers, you're a cheat, and how do you like to win like this, whatever.
Danny. The worst part about Danny is he was an AFL head coach.
Mm.
What happened?
He got sacked.
That's true.
The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Round 10 episode of the Magoos.
We're back.
It's flying.
Good to be
weekly.
Here. And I must say, you're looking mighty tan over there, Jake.
Yeah, it's the lights.
It's the lights?
It's the lights. I got Cam to sort me out with a,
right, okay,
with a whole setup. So, yeah, right, looking good, look good, feel good, talk good.
Yeah. Was this a way to make
three
you feel?
Rules of podcasting.
Right, okay. Speaking of three wheels, I heard you had a
rules,
triple.
Rules was the word I said.
Did you say rules? What did I say? Rules.
Wheels. You just said wheels.
Speaking of three. Damn it, that doesn't work then.
Mm.
Well, speaking of three.
Just say the thing you were going to say.
Well, three negatives apparently for you on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, your beloved Carlton had a bit of a loss.
Correct with a bit, yes.
But just a slight loss.
To the list, there's one.
I heard you absolutely were shattered with the Game of Thrones final. Finale.
I was actually a little bit more positive about Game of Thrones.
Okay, well, I heard you were gutted, livid, some may say.
Livid,
yeah. And you voted Labour. You've had three losses in the last, like, 3 days.
I didn't vote Labour, actually.
Oh.
Not that I... No, I don't care.
Well, whoever made this...
Didn't vote Liberal either, just for those playing around.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't get too political in here.
Mm, we try not to because we'd be out of our depth.
I saw that somebody voted for Scotty Lucas' left foot during the week, so...
See, that's what I don't like the donkey votes.
Ah, no.
Like the, yeah. Because...
Let's not.
Let's not. I really want
to... I didn't even mean
not.
To get you in there, but we may as well start off the top of the bat. 2 weeks ago, you were in here. Actually, I think it was three... Well, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and last week.
Every week.
You come here every week.
For the last year
you knock
and a half.
On the door there. You're the number one. You will defend at Carlton to the day that you die. I will give you that. How are you feeling this week?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Like, they were poor. They were really poor, and that sort of effort's not great. But nothing's changed from
nothing's
2 weeks
changed.
Ago. Like, I'm glad that, not glad that, but if we get beaten by... If we get beaten by 90 points 4 times a year, for instance, in this season, like what we've seen so far, like, I mean, we lose to North Melbourne totally not on. That was only 50-odd points in the end. But, you know, GWS are a good side. And if you don't turn up to play, at least make it against a good side, you're probably not going to beat anyway. Because
right.
We played really well against Collingwood. And
yeah.
We still couldn't beat them. So, yeah. I mean, 9 times out of 10, when we play GWS, they're going to beat us.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know, but you do still want to see the effort, and that wasn't there. And... It was pretty disappointing, but the whole regime of sack the coach, you know.
Well, I've heard it
coming to the end of his tenure, like.
Well, the thing is, I've heard that come from people who I didn't think it was going to come from, so I wasn't sure if that changed in you as well.
No, me and Chris Judd, we're sticking to the roadmap.
Okay.
Me and Juddy. I rang him the other day.
But he gets paid for saying no.
Yeah, well, give me some cash then.
Yeah, I'll give you $2.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm okay. I think that St Kilda this week will be a good. It's a good chance, you know, so often when you put in a bad effort, you know, you might have to front up against like a Richmond or a West Coast or something like that. And you go, well, gee,
are you saying Saints are no good?
Yeah.
I think, I reckon Saints might sleep on you this week. And I think you might get the chockies.
I'll tell you, I hope we do.
Mm.
I might tweet John.
Well, when is that, by the way? Is that?
Sunday 3:20 at
Sunday
the Marvel.
We'll be there. Sunday 3:20.
Yeah.
At Marvel.
Yeah. You know what I won't do? I won't be going near the Carlton cheer squad because
no, I wouldn't either.
Please explain from the AFL. Did you see that?
No. No.
For chanting to an umpire, you are a wanker.
Oh.
The club got
The AFL. The AFL are just going rogue at the moment, aren't they? They also, speaking of the AFL, they gave Daisy Thomas, what was it, $7,500 fine?
It's a lot of money.
For calling an umpire a cheat.
People say that, you know, oh, the AFL players don't notice that. That's not enough money. That's so much money.
It doesn't, like, yeah, it is. Like, it's a lot.
That's like school fees, like all that sort of, and I know that they get paid really well, but like, that's a lot of money. When you actually think about, imagine if someone came to you and said, nah, Ben, you've got to give us, because you said someone who pretty much was cheating.
What was the actual cheating. Call?
Well, the boundary umpire was telling the GWS forwards that they had seven inside their 50, which they couldn't have. So he was like, you guys are going to get a free kick.
Oh, well, that's cheating. That's black and white.
And that's what I haven't seen yet. So maybe you shouldn't swear at umpires and tell them that they're cheating. But if they are cheating, you can, like, you're just saying what's
happening. You're actually
happening.
Just calling it out. Yeah.
So I haven't seen anything from the AFL as to whether or not, like, maybe the boundary umpires are instructed to say so to keep the game moving. I doubt it.
Mm.
But I haven't seen anything from the AFL that says anything otherwise that,
you know,
by the way, we've told the boundary umpire he was doing the wrong thing.
You're not going to get that. But they've really made a stance this year of not owning up to anything, really. Mm. Anything.
And
they're so spineless this season. I think a lot of people are starting to get very, very frustrated with the AFL as a organisation.
And you know who was frustrated was your man, Razor Ray.
Razor was very frustrated. Razor Ray, tell us what happened.
Bit of a push and shove. I think we've got the audio, so we'll get Jackie Boy to play that for us now.
It's a really bad injury, just having trouble breathing and swallowing.
Means the young man, Nick Larkey, having to do the ruck work for the North Melbourne. You reckon Cal Sinclair would be licking his chops at that as the kick moves to the left half forward for the Sydney Swans. It's a 26-point lead to the Swans as Scotty Thompson and Nick Blakey get familiar right up on the boundary fence. Oh, this one's on. This one is on. It's been threatening to boil over. You can hear Razor Ray. He's not happy about it. The best thing the umpires can do is throw it in. They've done so.
Yeah, well, so there, as we can hear, Benny just sort of says to him, get your head in the game. You know, the umpires obviously maybe caught up in the bright lights of what was going on with the little push and shove there between Scott Thompson and Nick Blakey. So Razor just keeping it tight. Very Brendan Goddard of him. Apparently walks in the rooms and the umpires smashes the pretzels around and gives
He does. That doesn't surprise me. I'm actually a big fan of Razor these days after hearing him on Now Good Friend Dylan Buckley's podcast.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Previous to that, I thought, oh, this guy's just a bit up himself. You know, he's a bit me on the only umpire's name that I really know. Which I think you shouldn't. But after hearing him on that podcast, I thought he's actually quite a likable fella. So I think he's actually more of a knockabout kind of guy. So I don't mind that. Did you like it?
I'm sure he's thrilled. Well, look, that's just something that that's fine. I've got no qualms with that. He's an entertainer, right, isn't he? But as soon as he gets your team, it's not very entertaining. But because he does get sucked into theatrics. But he was good on Dill's podcast. Interesting sort of. I like those microphones, like the little sort of pickups that you get, the little nuances of the game.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
The only thing is, players get a little bit, heated. So when they make something slip, like
and
call
then
someone.
And they have to apologise for
something. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If nobody heard it, probably the old tree falling in the woods type setup.
Yeah, wouldn't matter. A couple of torps just to round us out. A little bit of a funny moment here. Jaden Stevenson just goes bang from 65.
Yeah.
Just a funny little trot up and then just sails one through. And then Liam Baker. He's in my super coach too, Liam Baker. I was really banking on that.
Did you get
a few points in there. But
do you get extra points for a torpedo?
No, but you get extra points for a goal compared to not scoring.
Okay.
Went a bit awry. So might be back to the drawing board, old mate Bakes.
Yeah, good on him.
Good stuff, Liam.
Good on you, Liam Baker.
Let's listen to what we've got coming up next. Benny, time for my favourite segment on the show. It's not mine if it's yours. It is the Game of the Week conference call. This week, we've looked no further than Dreamtime at the G. Your mob involved. As much as you wanted to force your opinions of this huge clash, we went to the phones again. The first two callers through, the switchboard's lit up.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Cam out the back there was almost fell off answering all those phones. But
he sure did.
He works hard. But we've got Luke, who is a diehard Richmond fan, and Benny, who is a massive Bombers fan, so you two will get along.
Mm.
Yeah, not you. Different Benny was
good
a Bombers
combination.
Fan. Yeah, well, something like that. Yeah. Lads, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, boys. Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, so I imagine it would be. Dream time at the G. So, Richmond have not lost to Essendon since 2014. Benny, can you tell us how the Bombers are going to possibly look at turning that around this week?
Well, mate, it's just, I think, you know, Richmond have used the knackers as, you know, earlier in the week. He's already brought up injuries. He's already gone early on all the excuses. He's gone, oh, just London, you know, near Curvis, this, that, mate. He's just plotting the inevitable. All right, we all know Richmond can't defend against the big guy. We've seen Coxie, we've seen Norton a couple of weeks ago. I think Joey's going to explode.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting him down for six.
Oh, yeah.
Joe to be the man.
I love it.
Yep.
I bloody love that.
Is it a Dreamtime medal?
Whatever
it is, they'll name it after him. And I think 6-2 and maybe 15 posies.
Oh, okay. So he's late on the line. He says Joe will be the man. Luke, you got any concerns at all? Tigers are playing pretty good footy.
Firstly, boys, are we talking to Ben Masuto?
Don't know the last name. Just called in.
I signed a privacy disclaimer, man.
We'll edit that out.
Can I have some compensation after that, please?
I've known Ben for a very long time, and I've never known him to speak of Essendon once. I did not know he was a fan. And I just think that's a true reflection of the fans, the Essendon fans in recent times and the future after you put the nail in the coffin, seriously, because they're going to be a club that's as irrelevant as North Melbourne.
Hold your tongue.
This is coming from a man that has had his MCC membership for countless years and only goes to the footy when his old man's got a nice big juicy box up there and he can entertain. You know, this bloke, he's, mate, when we say we want to go to the footy and we say, sit in the general, sit with the riffraff, he scoffs. He goes, mate, I only go to the footy when I got the box. So this is the top people you got to deal with from the Richmond side.
So who's going to win? Do we get any of that?
So far we've had Joe for this goal.
Stooping as low as that, you know, bringing up class factions, it is actually a disgrace. Masking the performance of his own side with personal attacks, I just think it's just disgusting. And you know what? I'll be laughing in your face at the end of the game, Ben. So
fantastic that we got two arch enemies on the show this week to come in and trade barbs.
We've had Joe for six goals, and that's the only footy chat I've heard.
we will get to that. I think, you know, it's just reassuring to see this year that Richmond's, you know, the known names of Richmond's bottom four to six have sort of, you know, they've lost all their superpowers that they've been gained over the last couple of years, and they're really become the Tigers of old lately, you know. And I think that the Dons will just kickstart the free-for-all, and they'll see them resume their natural position at a 9th to 12th sort of club. So, yeah, that's what I'm really looking forward to the most, I think, on the weekend.
Ben, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you ask it.
Tipper, is he a barometer or a downhill skier?
I think he's a barometer, mate, and I think certainly he goes a long way to us winning games. And when he's up and about, we usually get over the line.
Well, I have to agree that you're wrong, because he
agreed to agree. So you just agree.
Well, it's something to think about. But he's a downhill skier, and so is countless other players like Zaka, Darcy Parrish. And I could keep on naming, but I just don't know the rest of them. So.
So you could keep on naming them, but you don't know the rest of them.
I think my connections. Can I just get a comment on the output of Tom Lynch at the moment? Obviously would be on maybe 1.3. I think between him and Dusty, they've really taken him for a ride. And, you know, all the Richmond members, you know, obviously Dusty's drop off in form this year after a big contract year is just, you know, how do you feel as I'm not sure if you're even a member, to be honest, but how do you feel as a Richmond fan on their output this year and the money that you're paying him? I feel that our inside 50s this year have been the worst in recent times. Him being the sole forward, copying all the attention, hasn't helped. And only 2 weeks of preseason is never going to help as well. And I feel like he's getting better as the weeks go by. And we'll look forward to every week, and he'll be fine. So suck nothing, but you know, yeah.
Jake, what are your thoughts on Tom Lynch as in his big contract and what it means?
Is that me?
You talking to us?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. I'm just curious to see your opinion, because I think Lloydie, the greatest full forward of all time,
hits
the nail on the head, and I think he is a liability. And you know, I haven't seen him move sideways all year, and it's a real issue.
I haven't seen him do so.
I mean, I would have to agree with you, Ben. I haven't seen enough of him, to be honest. But
yeah.
No, I think.
And you could see last week he was easily frustrated, and I think that's really, really dangerous signs for, you know, supposedly meant to be the leader of the club. I think we'll see the same. I think either Hooker or Hurley will get the bath water out and a bath bomb, and then start cleaning him up this week.
I like that. I agree with that.
I'll take the exact opposite view that Tom Lynch will kick six and Tigers win. But you must be thrilled, Luke, that Dusty sort of showed signs of the Dusty of old that Ben was just questioning before last week in the Tigers' impressive win.
Oh, mate. Couldn't be happier. You know, some vintage form. You can't play every game to that. So it was good, you know, just start it now and we'll just keep the form going.
I think that Dusty, that was an outlier in the data set. If you look at all the games this year, I think last week was sort of reassuring, you know, being we played him this week, that he actually had that outlier. And I think now that you'll see pretty much the trend continue towards his earlier season form, where, you know, he was obviously not really with it mentally, and he's, you know, he's got his contract. That's, he doesn't really care. He's shown that, and I think we'll see a maligned Dustin Martin again this week.
Oh, awesome! Thanks, Ben.
Ben, are you keen on co-hosting this show anytime soon?
Oh, look, mate, you boys do a great job, so I would never want to step on anyone's toes. But
and I am sort of hesitant to ask you another question, Ben, but I do have one more for you. Devon Smith, huge loss, out for the year. That you must be reeling as a Bombers fan.
Yeah, big loss, the rain being F, but, you know, I feel like it's good to get the injury right once for all. Obviously, he was carrying something all year, but yeah, he's a big loss to us. So hopefully, some of the younger blokes like Parrish and stuff can step up in his place.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, lads, at the risk of this going for the rest of the episode, can we just get some short answers here on how much you think your team will win by to wrap up the game of the week conference call?
Yes. I think Dons by 26 points.
Ooh, wrong.
I think Tigers by 26 points.
Oh, very, very good. Well, I think that I'm happy to side with Luke on this one. I think
of course you are.
Tigers will. Why? I'm not a Richmond.
Yes, you're a Richmond member.
That's true. All right, lads. Thank you very much for joining us on this week's Game of the Week conference call, boys. Good luck Saturday night.
Thanks, boys. Anytime.
Happy
toys.
On you, fellas. Welcome back, Jake.
Welcome. Yep.
Yeah. Good to be back here. Look, we've got a bit of a media watch this week.
Yeah, nice. I like your media watches.
And it's actually got to do with two of your favourite blokes as well.
Right.
So if we cast our eyes back on the weekend when Cat star Paddy Dangerfield.
Did you say cast your eyes back?
If you cast our memories back in our eyes or ears, depending what you're doing.
Cast an eye back. Doesn't matter. Go on.
Thanks, Jake. No you're worries. Just derailing this show. It's all you ever do, isn't it? But Paddy Dangerfield, right? We got
Paddy
injured on
D,
the weekend.
The great man.
Your number one fan.
He's not mine. No. I mean, as flattering as that would be.
Your like Paddy's... Yeah, you're a big fan of Paddy?
Yep.
Would you say the biggest fan?
Be close.
So you're. So what happens when your two favourite things clash normally? Do you like take sides?
I actually took a photo of it last year. Paddy Cripps. I went down the Cattery when Carlton played Geelong, and Paddy Cripps and Paddy Dangerfield were right there, and I took a photo of them both on the field, and I thought, that's a blurry photo. And it was. And that's what happens when my two favourite things collide.
All right. That's pretty touching tribute, actually.
It was an emotional night. It was low scoring. The Cats won. It was cold.
So your number one boy, Paddy.
Danger.
Sprains his ankle.
Yeah.
Comes off the field, plays it up a little bit. According to your number two guy, Kane Corns.
Not quite number two. But
number three guy, Kane Corns.
The 42 is.
So he reached your top 50. So he's in your top 50 guys.
Don't like many people. Doesn't matter.
And so Kane Corns comes out and says, he basically blasts him, saying that he, you know, likes to turn it up a little bit, you know, just pretend that the injury is a little more worse than it actually is. And then your boy, Paddy, bit back a bit, a little bit, your number one boy, saying that basically, we'll play a bit of audio.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, because I forget what he said.
I think he's got to get this out of his game, Patrick Dangerfield. There's a bit of carry on there, isn't there? And I think even the coach admitted that after the game. Not sure he needs the crutches. Not sure he needs to make it that big a spectacle. Because in the end, it's a sprained ankle. He'll be a chance to play next week.
Kane can say what he likes. He does. I think you get into a position, though, where you keep trotting down the same line and people start to dismiss your commentaries.
It sort of questions your character a bit, though. Is it offensive at all?
Oh, yeah, it does, and you're absolutely right. But like I said, there's some in the industry who you really value their opinion, and there's plenty of those. And then there's others that, you know, you can dismiss pretty quickly and you don't lose any sleep over.
So what do you think of that? So
how does Kane Corns know that he's made more out of an ankle sprain? What if the physio came up and said, look, it's only a... You'll be touch and go for next week, so we'll keep you off it.
I think he's talking about it's a precedence more than anything of that he's done this in the past, where he will milk something and then go down the forward line, kick five goals, and be that superstar hero who did it on a broken leg when it turns out to be a corked quad. That's, I think, where he's getting that from.
Yeah, but what does Kane Corns know about that?
Well, nothing.
Why is that even... not,
and more importantly, why am I backing Kane Corns?
Why is anyone talking about this? Like, that is I agree that, you know, with what Dangerfield was saying there, that, you know, like Kane Corns sort of says what he wants, and Chris Scott sort of alluded to it a little bit by saying it was all a part of the Danger show, but he then came out and said that was because Dangerfield posted like one of those men of all seasons photos of Chris Scott.
Did he?
Yeah, from like last year, I think, on his Instagram or something. He posted, we'll actually get that up now for those audio viewers. Yeah.
So do you think they're both right?
No. I think that Patrick Dangerfield gets injured and then he probably gets told what to do by the doctors and the physios.
So you think there's no danger show?
No danger show.
Not even the one that he has, the fishing one?
That's a good show. What's that show called? Real Adventures.
The Real Adventures. You are a Paddy Dangerfield fan.
R-E-E-L, because it's about fishing.
That's very clever.
Media Watch. Listen to other podcasts. That's what we do now. All right, Benny, and now Jack has jumped on the mic here to run us through the final segment of this week's show.
Hey, boys.
The famed three-man weave. Hello, Jack.
Yeah. Good to have you on, hands. Jack.
Three-man weave.
Three-man weave.
Let's never gets old.
You want me to get straight into it?
Straight into it. I've got no notes, but I am just
going to get into it. Just get into it.
Do you want to know how my weekend was?
How was your weekend, Jack?
Don't get into it.
It's pretty quiet, mate. Okay, let's just jump straight into it. Liam, Ryan, Mark.
Flying.
How good was flying? If you disagree, get out of the kitchen.
It was an absolute ripper of a mark, but how was the treatment afterwards to Gorn, who stepladder from Vardy?
From Vardy. Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. You loved it?
Yeah, it blew up on Twitter. I saw everyone was just like, oh, he's tailed you up all night. Yeah, true. But I just lied. It was good.
Your type of thing, is it pushing a bloke lying on the ground defenseless?
Well, he's 7'1", probably, yeah.
Okay. Nah, it's probably not required for mine, Jack.
Nah, I'm in the same boat, but I know you guys don't care about my opinion.
No,
Dusty.
We do a little bit. No, I want to hear why?
Well, my opinion, I thought...
Oh, that'll do. That'll do?
Dusty, do you think it's due to his boots?
Yep.
His new boots?
Puma's
He's
garbage,
gone to Puma, to Nike, to Adidas, and now he's back to Puma.
Oh, is he back to Puma?
He's back to Puma.
I think it's got to do with Dusty being good when he wants to be good.
Nah, he's a jet. He's a superstar.
It's a fair call. That's a fair call.
Yeah.
Should have Shane Mumford, for his massive hit on Murphy, got suspended?
Didn't see it.
Nah, classic.
Classic Ben.
Just think Duncan, but a little bit like, less.
Yeah, it was just like it was Tim interesting.
Duncan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Duncan going to the rim.
Mm. No, it was interesting, wasn't it? I watched it heaps of times and I don't know when he hit him and with what and what.
He
part
hit him
of the
in
body.
The knee in his
he
ribs.
He sort of kept coming in with his arm his as well and it just sort of crashed in him. It didn't look like I didn't sort of watch it and think, oh yeah, he's gotta go for that. It just looked like a physical sort of moment, and it didn't look anything malicious. It didn't look too bad, but who knows with the MRI.
But Mummy does go out there to hurt people.
Mummy does hurt
people. That's what he does, and that's what he's getting paid to do, and that's why they got him back.
Yeah, fair cool.
I need it open.
Let's just go to the next one. Five of the top six contenders for the premiership.
Five of the six top contenders for the premiership. Can you elaborate on that question?
No, it sounded like just words.
Just if you had six... top and the five, are they
what
all
does
contenders?
That mean actually?
Yeah, are you saying that the top
six of the top six? Wait, five of the top six.
When you do a top eight, the finals.
So you're saying out of the top six, five are contenders right now. Is that what you're saying?
Everyone except Brisbane can't.
So you've got Geelong, Collingwood, GWS, Brisbane, Richmond, and West Coast are the top six. And you're saying the five outside of Brisbane who we're discounting. Which I agree with, can win the flag. I agree wholeheartedly with
I think
that.
That's the safest call that's been on this show, really.
So the top five, one of them can win the premiership.
Well, I think anyone in the top eight at the end of the day can win it.
The premiership race is now down to five, and those five currently sit in the top six.
So it's Collingwood,
well, let's
Geelong,
not say the premiership
West
race.
Coast,
you're
GWS,
just saying those five of the six are in a very good position.
No, we're saying that they can only win the flag, those five. One of those five will win the flag, and Brisbane will not, which I totally agree with. And I think West Coast are still the team to beat, along with the Cats. I think they're my two if I'm picking two at the moment.
No, not a Collingwood?
No, I just said that if I was picking two at the moment.
I did hear you say that, but I was more like going on top of that. Would you care to elaborate on why not Collingwood?
I think the Pies are a good side, but if I had, you know... You just said that it was a safe call to name five of them, so I felt like if I narrowed that five down to three, it would be an easy call as well.
Yeah. Good call.
Who do you think?
Well, I reckon the Bombers are a sniff this weekend. So, that's all that. No, that's why I said it was a safe call. I think those five teams you mentioned are all top quality sides.
So if you had to pick two of the five...
I would take out Geelong of your top two and put in Collingwood. I think they're playing absolutely brilliant footy, but as they do every...
GWS?
I nearly said yes. You could convince me to say that. Yeah. I think Geelong do this every year. I think they're playing their best football right now. So I don't think they're going to go that deep.
It's a new look, Geelong. But anyway, we'll move on.
So we took that personally.
Devin Smith having knee surgery.
Yeah, touched on it earlier in the conference call. Stiff. Tough news to take, but I think that the club need to do it because it's like that Joey Danaher from last year. It's like if he's playing with something, he's got to. If he needs to get it right, he has to get it right. You can't risk his career for that.
So when do you start to see a couple more go away to surgeries and stuff like that?
Well, it sounds like this one they weren't being quite honest with themselves.
I just think that, you know, like if I'm not exactly sure of Essendon's run, but I know they got Richmond this week who they have traditionally struggled against and they play Carlton. I think if they lose that game to Carlton,
which we always
sort of start to maybe put a couple of blokes away, might be the right we've got.
Hang on, I reckon only two weeks ago, you were sitting here saying it's anyone that can make the finals right now because everyone's losing to everybody and everyone's just getting some wins. So we lose two games and we're...
Yeah, but you'd continue to fall further behind the eight.
Maybe not. We'll see.
I think we will see. But we just said five sides could win the flag. So what is anyone else bothering for?
Because I think that's a terrible outlook on life, Jake.
Not if you're one of the five sides, it's not.
No.
Well, you're not.
No, I'm not. You're right. I'm at the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, terrible outlook. Mm. And you haven't even got any draft picks for next year.
we do have a draft pick.
Carlton cheer squad, please explain.
All of them, or in general?
Like
please explain.
I guess. Yeah, it was a bit weird, isn't it? As we spoke about earlier, the AFL going over and above, didn't they?
Yeah.
And now calling out crowd behaviour.
AFL soft.
AFL soft?
Very weird.
Yeah. If you stand for too much, you don't really stand for anything, I think. And they just need to realise that they're running a game and that's pretty much it.
Well, they make the rules up as they go, don't they?
That's what's frustrating.
And you know what's coming? Carlton priority pick.
No.
Yeah, that's coming.
There's no way.
I can't wait for you guys to screw it up.
No, that's mean. I don't like this
that
guy at
personal,
all.
That was personal, is
it? Yeah, he like, looked at me as he was picking his nose, saying it. And was
I'm
like,
not on camera, so I can pick my nose all I want.
That's actually a really good point.
That is a great point. Yeah. Jack, three-man weave, you were good. Thanks for being a facilitator.
Ripper. Thank you.
Fantastic.
You've been great.
Benny, another episode in the books. Probably not as good as our last one, but better than our third one. So full summary.
You don't get to decide
bracket.
To rank them, all right?
Well, I've got a big whiteboard up at home that I rank them all in. This will
fit
bring
somewhere the
in the middle. No, it's a big, the
big
almost
one.
Immovable. Yeah.
You do strike me for a big whiteboard kind of guy.
Well, that's because I told you I have a whiteboard.
I just got a big whiteboard the other day.
Hang on, your microphone should not be on. What's going on here?
And a permanent marker by accident.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
I thought there was more to the whiteboard story. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I've quite obviously. Good luck for
I
the
think
dream
more
time
to this
game.
Story.
I think you get smacked.
That's not nice.
Well, it's what I think. It wasn't vindictive. I was just saying that I think you might get beaten.
You're too clever sometimes.
Thank you. I'm in the top 1% of super coaches in Australia, for all those concerned, following that along.
I'm coming third last in my footy comp tipping.
What's your team name?
I promise I'll never tell anyone that.
Xbox, three votes.
Cats out of the bag. Because that's one thing that people will not hold you accountable for.
Who's he talking to? Man, yeah, tell you about that
conversation
all
about
me and you were just talking.
I don't think you'd end it there.
Anyway, like, share, subscribe, all that stuff on the socials. Give us a rating on your podcast app and YouTube and all those things. And we will catch up with you next week, Magoo's viewers and listeners.